This is an encore presentation of Armed American Radio.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Fort Worth Armory Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And fighting the enemies of freedom, we are, because they make it too easy to do. Welcome inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Fort Worth Armory Microphone. So we've got a new graphic for you. Got the email today. I can't wait to get it up. I was going to try to get it up in time for you for Fort Worth Armory. It's very cool stuff, but I just didn't have time before the show. But nonetheless, we will do that. And you're going to start hearing some really cool spots from Fort Worth Armory as we begin putting together some of those spots. And then we're going to start doing some promotion. Those are great guys over there. Have you checked them out yet? 3W.FortWorthArmory. Spell out Fort. Fort Worth Armory, and go check it out and pick up some ammo over there. We've got all kinds of fun stuff coming with those guys. And a big promotion lined up, not just with Fort Worth Armory, but with other partners as well, including, I think we're going to do Heaven's Harvest for sure. I know we're doing Defender Coffee. So who knows? Maybe we'll even get Lindell and some buy one, get ones in there. You never know. But please make it a priority to support all of our partners. Greg down in Dallas, Texas, how you doing, my brother?
I am doing good.
Fun having Cam Edwards on the show, wasn't it?
He's always a great guest.
He's a great interview for a lot of reasons because he's so knowledgeable. And, you know, he's a board member on the CCRKBA with me. So we talk a lot, and we talk about a lot about things that we can't talk about on the air, but we know are coming. And we talk about a lot of things that we can talk about on the air. And when I asked him to come on the show this week, I said, how about Friday? How about closing out the week? And boom, here it is.
Yep, you know, here we are.
You've been pushing for the weekend for the last few days.
Yes, I have. I've got a lot going on.
Well, that's okay. You doing any diving this weekend?
I am not. I think there's an opportunity for me to go out and help train some divers, but I've got to go to the airport early in the morning and drop my mom off so she can go to California.
Oh. You know, I had a niece get married down in Florida.
Yeah.
And my sister and her husband were flying back with my mom and dad today, who are coming back for the season. I'm going to be here, you know, through at least until Christmas. And their flight was coming in at 9:30 tonight, and I found out today that my brother-in-law tested positive for COVID.
Well.
And they didn't want to fly, so now they're all driving back. You know.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's a smart thing to do, I guess, but my question was, why'd you even get tested when you didn't have any symptoms?
Yeah, don't ever do that.
Don't ever do that. And then all of a sudden the COVID rears its ugly head, right?
Unless you're going somewhere that requires a test like 72 hours, and that, you know, prior to landing in that, and it's typically another country. Don't get tested. That's stupid.
Yeah, what can I say? Hey, do you want to exclamation point anything we talked about with Supreme Court cases with Cam? Was there anything that you wanted to say? I didn't get a chance to go to you. Cam raised a lot of great points. And, you know, he mentioned the Dobbs leak multiple times. Clearly, this is coming into play.
Yeah, anytime you have leaks coming out like that, you know, it's obviously going to highlight that there's a lack of security somewhere within the intelligence within that organization. But no, I think you guys covered everything, you know, just well. And, you know, if I had something, I would have chimed in your ear.
I would have loved to. Okay, look, I heard Alito. I heard Thomas and Roberts. Oh, this is going to do nothing to the court. It's not going to impact us at all. Now, they know where this leak came from. You know
Know. Oh, sure.
Even if they don't have the specific individual, they know which one of the three it came from.
Yeah.
Can you imagine walking in that conference this morning?
Ooh. Yeah.
How's everybody doing today? Do you have your coffee? Good. Sit down.
Yeah. And especially
you three. Let's chat. Oh, God.
Especially if it's one person in there. You already know why you're there.
Oh, they know. They know.
Yeah.
How would you like to be one of those liberal justices knowing the majority of the court knows it came from you?
Yeah.
Uncomfortable walking in there today?
Yeah.
I wonder if they think it was my staffer. I wonder if it was my staffer, if they're being on the up and up. Or, I know it's my staffer. I wonder if they know it's my staffer.
That, I guarantee you that was a very uncomfortable conference this morning.
I have a feeling it's probably the outgoing justice and someone on his staff knowing that their days are numbered somewhere into the end of this month.
Well, you're talking about Breyer's ice cream.
Yeah, I am.
It could very well be, and it would make sense. That would make sense. I know we haven't talked about that, but yeah, that is a. You can't call it a foregone conclusion, but boy, I'll tell you, like I said, if you're a betting man, throw your money in that direction. Okay, you might wind up with a, I don't know. The odds wouldn't be what the Kentucky Derby odds were. They're going to be a whole lot better than that.
I've seen some internet sleuthing out there that has kind of pinpointed a potential target. Of the Breyer's staff, and it makes sense, the theorizing that happened to come with this investigation. So, I mean, I think at the end of the day, we'll see who it is once the investigation has concluded. I think I find it interesting that a lot of people that are on the left side of the aisle are condemning what they are considering doxing. Even though they seem to enjoy doxing when it benefits them, you know.
Well, of course they do. That's why it will be really interesting to see, will that justice, let's just assume for the sake of argument that it was a staffer on one of the three liberal justices. Let's just say Breyer, because we're picking on Breyer.
Yeah.
What will Breyer come out and say, particularly after he retires and he's now a private citizen? Will he condemn what happened, and how forcefully will he do it? What would Kagan or Sotomayor say? What do they tell the nation if they pinpoint it to one of their staff? Would you want to be one of those justices? I, as far as I'm concerned, that justice should resign.
Well, they already are, if it's the one who we think it is, so it doesn't really matter. I think that they will give a zero-hearted apology, and nothing will happen.
Because nothing ever happens.
That's right, and they're not going to care. They're like, I'm out the door. What's it matter? It's almost like not even giving a 2-week notice and just blowing up the place and walking out the door like I'm done anyways.
Well, as I mentioned to Cam, I could see this hardening some of the judges. And I know again, this is just me, and Cam used the phrase, as he should have, judicial temperament. And it does take a lot of temperament. Imagine sitting, because regardless of which side of the fence you're on, you're going to face unpopular decisions from half the nation.
Yeah.
Okay. And some of these decisions that these justices here have they impact your life, listener. It doesn't matter whatever it is, but they impact all of us. And there's two issues: guns and abortion. When you talk about guns and abortion, you draw the ire from the enemy camp more than anything else. On those two issues. So you're going to get the vitriol of either side. So there is a tremendous amount of temperament that it takes to do this job. There is no doubt about that. We want to think that they're above, through judicial temperament, that they're above playing games and the cynicism that I'm getting ready to exhibit. Because if it were me, as a human being, I don't care how temperamental you are or what your judicial temperament is, you're still a human being. You still feel anger and rage. You still feel emotion. And to me, it's like, oh, hell no. Watch this. I got the pen on this decision. Hey, dig that thing out. I'm not ready to release it yet. I think I'm going to rewrite it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's just me. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a judge. I should have been an attorney. But I'm not. And I'm certainly not a Supreme Court justice. But as a human being, that part, as you age, because I don't have anything to prove to anybody, okay? This is what I believe. I'm right. You're wrong. Period. And I'm not going to sit here and waste my time with you. So you find as you get older, that's what happens. You've been around a little bit longer. You know more things. You want to sit and waste your time arguing with some 20-year-old dope?
No, not at all.
Right. I don't know. Again, I'm being very cynical here because I can. But as I'm exaggerating, I think, what I'm trying to say, and that is that as a human being, when you heard the statements from Roberts and you heard the statements from Thomas and Alito, I'm not going to let you arrest me today, Sheriff Behan. I think it, because if it were me, that's what I would do. I would harden my decision.
I think it's a galvanizing moment to where at a certain point, you and your other justices that you share the same ideas with are going to be like, yeah, this was really a bad decision by that person, and we're really going to go even harder in this direction. You're going to make me do this even harder in this direction just to tick off everybody on that side of the camp.
Yeah, sit down. I'm fixing to spank you. We know where it's coming from. Yeah, sit down and shut up. I don't know. It's going to be fascinating to see. It definitely is. We're in crazy times. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip from AWR Hawkins, which is referencing the CDC and gun violence numbers. And if you know anything about AWR Hawkins, let me just say this is the best he's ever done. We'll be right back.
I don't think I'll let you arrest us today, B-Han.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back. GunBroker is the world's largest place. You know the thing, right? It's all there, and it is free. Armed American Radio made it really easy for you. Just go over there and sign up. Give them your email. And get in there, log in, and check out over 1.5 million auctions. I think the number is pushing close to 8 million now. It's crazy how many of you are over there. And there are some great deals over there. You don't have to get into auctions if you don't want to. You can go ahead and buy now on some of them. And there's so many auctions. There's different prices for some of the same stuff. You just got to go through and search it. And believe me, when there's 1.5 million, you will have fun searching it because you're going to always go down different rabbit holes and find something else. Next thing you know, you're saving more money over here, or you're buying something over here that you didn't expect. It's fun. GunBroker.com has you covered. We wouldn't be here in this hour if it wasn't for them, so please support them. Greg down in Dallas, our good friend, dear friend, A.W.R. Hawkins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is good.
I saw this morning. It was great.
I didn't realize. I saw a couple of comments. I didn't realize that those were your comments. We'll talk about that in just a second, because I'll be able to say Greg said that, not me. Right? CDC official indicates planting more trees is a way to fight gun violence. Now, you heard that correctly. CDC official indicates planting more trees is a way to fight gun violence. Let's go through some of AWR's piece. And then, guys, we're going to have some fun. Because AWR did a video for Breitbart News while wearing an AAR cap, by the way. So you're going to want to go watch it. It's fun. And it is, I think, Greg, how many videos have we seen from AWR over the years?
So many. Many.
I'm going to say hundreds.
Yeah, easily. He does good Instagram videos, but some are just right there up at the top of the charts.
This is at the top of the charts. If it's not the best I've ever seen him do, it certainly ranks up in the top two or three.
Sure.
But he says and tells us that the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, which is based right down the road here in Atlanta, by the way, Deborah Horry, director of CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, suggests that planting more trees can reduce gun violence. This came from a Hill report where she indicated, and I quote, initiatives like restoring vacant lots by planting trees and grass have been shown to reduce firearm violence.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say that maybe this moron.
Pun intended.
Right. I mean, this woman's about as dumb as somebody that would come up and cut the grass right outside my studio doors while I'm on the air. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, because you're going out on a limb with this.
I'm going to go out on a... Greg throwing me off. I'm going to lose my train of thought. Let me go back. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to suggest that she's saying if we eliminate empty lots in inner cities, there are fewer places for people to gather? I mean, that's a stretch, but could it be?
Less square footage used up for feet and more for trees?
Maybe there's no more places we eliminate where gangs gather by planting trees in parks so they can't gather and kill each other?
And clearly, if you put stay off the grass signs, they'll stay off the grass.
Yeah, or make the park or the grass or the new tree area a gun-free zone.
I guess.
Of course, they'll pay attention to that.
Uh-huh, sure.
Even if they did, they'd just kill each other in the street, as we saw in the latest ridiculously horrible, very difficult to watch video in Chicago. WXOW quoted Ori. I guess that's her name. Auri, Ori. I don't care if I mispronounce it. We'll just call her Goofball. CDC Goofball, describing her tree planting approach as a greening initiative. She said, and I quote, this is from CDC Goofball, we've also funded research around greening initiatives to where you can go in and make a vacant lot look better by planting grass and trees. That's been shown to reduce firearm assaults by up to 29% in impoverished areas.
Uh-huh.
Because I guess if you're going out to do bad things and you walk near the park, you say to each other, hey, man, this is too nice of a place to rob this couple.
Mm.
Or, I don't know, let's go even further. Man, y'all put that crap away in your pocket. That's a nice park. We don't want to mess it up by dealing drugs here and shooting at those guys, even though that's our turf.
I wonder if she even looked at the numbers for Central Park in New York and discovered whether there was a relevance or not.
The CDC study shows that firearm homicides were especially prevalent among black boys and young men between the ages of 10 and 24. Well, I talked about this a couple days ago when I was going through the Jesse Hijackson deal. He talks about crime and predominantly because it is. You know, chew on that. The rate of firearm homicides for that group was 21.6 times higher than white males of the same age. And I can take that right back to Democrat policies in urban Democrat-controlled areas. This is not rocket science. So let's go plant a tree. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, in, I guess, talking about the same thing here, the tragic and historic increase in firearm homicide and the persistently high rates of firearm suicide underscore the urgent need for action to reduce firearm injury, firearm-related injuries and deaths. She didn't say, maybe we should plant more trees. Because I don't even think Rochelle Walensky is that stupid. Do we have time to play the whole clip?
Yeah, if you don't talk too much.
All right, well, here we go, you wise acre.
Acre of grass, we can put some trees
and,
there.
And I have... Here we go. Let me see this.
Hey, folks. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. I want to talk to you real quick about statements by a CDC official, Deborah Ory, H-O-U-R-Y. Statements she made this week. We covered them at Breitbart. The statements came on the heels of the release of a CDC study that showed firearm homicides increased in 2020. You remember 2020? That's the year of the pandemic. That's the year they told us the pandemic was among us. They made us wear masks. You remember you had to wear a mask on the bathroom by yourself. You remember that? They closed down every business in America that wasn't essential. You remember that? Lockdowns. I know you remember. I know you remember. I know. Well, amidst all that craziness, firearm homicides went up. Now, they didn't go up equally among all demographics. According to the CDC, they went up the most among black males aged 10 through 24. CDC points all this out, and then they don't draw any conclusions as to why this happened, right? They just pointed out, hey, here's what happened. And then Ori makes her statements and says, look, folks, a way we can reduce gun violence is to plant trees and grass. I'm going to say it again because you think I'm crazy, but I didn't make a mistake. Ori says that we can plant trees and grass, that that is part of a quote-unquote greening initiative, and that it will reduce gun violence. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You can't. I've been writing for Breitbart for 12 years. 12 years. But it's still rare that a week goes by that the left doesn't outdo themselves and absolutely shock me. And this is just such an example. I'll tell you what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for them to start selling the T-shirts because I will buy one. I actually think it's got a good ring to it. A T-shirt like this. T-shirt says, plant a tree, stop a gunfight.
I don't know what else to say to that. It's a perfect time and place to take a break. But that's the great AWR Hawkins having fun ragging on the left because they make it so easy to do. Unbelievable. Greg and I will talk about it when we come back. Don't go away.
He went to work and that's that.
Yeah.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, Defender Coffee, a great longtime partner of Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Let's not forget Lead Slinger's Whiskey. And I mentioned earlier in the first hour, Crime Prevention Research Center, the CPRC, Dr. Lott's organization. You can find it at crimeresearch.org. All of the real evidence. All of the real studies, peer-reviewed, not the bunk that we talked about with Lee Williams the other day from the Gun Violence Archives and this dope that says, I don't think you should have this, nobody needs that, blah, blah, blah. But Dr. Lott really does the real empirical studies. that debunks them at every twist and turn. That's why they don't like him. That's why we support him. And that's why he supports this program. Please donate to crimeresearch.org and help Dr. Lott continue with the work that he's doing. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AAR. The buy one, get ones are going on like crazy over there. And as I've mentioned before, well, I think my wife, Greg, bought some more stuff today because I saw an email come in. But we use the same promo code, AAR. And when you can take advantage of the buy one, get ones, it makes for great gifts as well. Father's Day is coming up, so take advantage of it. Promo code AAR. Support the right to bear arms when you buy the stuff that you need for your home. MyPillow makes it really easy with a ton of great products over there. You buy one, you get one free. Promo code is AAR. Car Arms, gunbroker.com. Daniel Defense, the Double D Foundation.org. North American Arms. Jessica, hopefully, will be here this weekend coming up. Bursa, and of course, Heaven's Harvest. Peace of mind. Having some food laying around that you know is there makes you sleep better at night. I know it from personal experience. You can use the promo code AAR, free shipping, or CASE, C-A-S-E, and take advantage of that Pelican case. There are more of them available now. So have at it. Go get you one. Greg, I think I'm going to take my kids out and plant a tree today.
All right.
I'm going to do my part to reduce gun violence. What do you think of that?
I think it's a perfect idea.
AWR's right. They never let a week go by that they just don't outdo themselves. But let's dig some more into the CDC's link to poverty, because they did come out subsequent to that stupid statement from that CDC, almost said a bad word, bonehead, goofball, that links poverty to 2020's elevated firearm homicide rate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you really need a CDC study to tell you that in Democrat areas where the Democrats keep people impoverished so that they can keep their base and can keep telling them to throw in money at them and blame the Republicans for not helping them out of poverty? It's all tied together, guys. This predates the Civil War. But yeah. Did you really need a CDC study to tell you this? I don't think you do. Maybe certain people who drink Kool-Aid do. But let's look at some of the numbers. The firearm homicide rate in 2020 was the highest recorded since 1994. We know that because we've talked about it. But it varied, as AWR points out, across demographics. So let's look at some of the demographics that the CDC found. Now, I have to throw this out here. The CDC can look at these demographics all they want, but we don't need any more gun control, gun violence, gun safety studies coming from what we know to be a weaponized outfit. Don't believe me? Go back and look at what the CDC's done to you since 2020.
Mm.
And I'll digress right there.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what they found. The largest increases in firearm homicides were among black males, as AWR pointed out, age 10 to 24. 10 to 24. You don't even know who you are at that age.
No, not at all.
Not even 24.
No, absolutely not.
Maybe at 24, if you're following the right trajectory, the right path in life, you have an idea of where you want to go. If you're in college, maybe you've got a major. Maybe you've graduated and you're moving in that direction. Or maybe you found, I picked the wrong major, I want to do something different. But you're on the right trajectory. But 10 years old, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, you don't know squat.
Mm-mm.
Okay? You get to 18 and you're an adult. You can make up your own mind. And that's when the statistics change. From 54.9 per 100,000 people in 2019 to, get this, 77.3 in 2020. That is a huge, huge increase in that demographic. And then when you go to 25 to 44, the numbers go 66.5 per 100,000 to 90.6 per 100,000. And this is an increase in firearm homicide rates.
Wow.
Now, these numbers, you can find a lot of this. The FBI keeps great numbers. You can go over to FBI.gov and start searching through there and get tons of breakdowns on this. I'm not going to dispute these numbers.
I got to kind of ask a clarifying question or not. Mm-hmm. And are they including suicides in this number?
No, this was firearm homicide rates, period, not suicides, from what I understand.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, you know, they could be stealing the language where, you know, people commit homicide. Even though
I do not believe so, but we've been duped before.
Yeah.
So let me throw that out there. Okay. If we find out any different, I'll be the first to let you know.
Let's take them at their word then.
Let's take them at their word for this. But let's go back to these age groups because this is important. 10 to 24, 54.9, we'll just call it 55 per 100,000. That was in 2019. That went up to 77.3. Now let's go to 25. Remember what we said about 10 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
At the younger age in that group, you don't know anything. You start to know it around 18, 19, 20. Maybe you decide you want to go in the military at 18. You know what? You've got that trajectory. At least you're thinking about it. Most people are. Unless you've decided to just gangbang the rest of your life, then you're just worthless, and that's what you're going to do.
Yep.
And that's where those numbers in the higher bracket, in the age bracket there, that's where those numbers come from, frankly. Because if you're 18 and you're in the military and you're on that trajectory or you're in college, you're likely not going to be included in that 77.3 unless you're a victim if you come home. And that has happened. But now we go to 25 to 44. At 25 to 44, you know better, bro. At least you should. Would you agree with that, Greg?
Yes, I would.
And the numbers are significantly higher. The low end is 66.5, and it shot up to 90.6. In the age group, you would expect would likely be lower if all things were equal. Because the older you get, the closer you become in touch with your own mortality. Isn't that true?
Absolutely.
So why is that between 25 and 44? I have a theory.
I do too.
If you've been held down and been made a victim your entire life, and you've bought into that nonsense, you're likely doing things you shouldn't be doing and never went on that trajectory, which is why you're still street banging and your numbers are higher than the group that doesn't know anything yet. Would that seem to make sense?
That is a good portion of it. I would also lend in there that this is part of the generation that was sold a bill of goods about education, and then they are finding out that their education is worthless within the society in which they live. And so they are also enraged about life, and there are circumstances they're having to live through that they don't want to, and they're unhappy. And so they're out in the streets in Floydapalooza.
Yeah, now keep in mind, these demographics, we're talking about black males in these age groups. Females. Let's go there. I think you're right. That's another extension. I mean, you could really go down this hole. Among females, the highest rates and largest increases were among those who were black. Age 10 to 24, 6.4 to 9.1, significantly lower. And then 25 to 44, we saw the same thing, but significantly lower, 6.9 to 10.2. But the numbers were still elevated in that older age group. The CDC is suggesting there's a relationship between poverty and the rising firearm homicide rate, observing, and I quote as we go to the break, rates of firearm homicide were lowest and increased least at the lowest poverty level and were higher and showed larger increases at higher poverty levels. Because at higher poverty levels, you're likely not working, you're street banging, hence you're susceptible to this, where at the lowest poverty level, you're probably likely working, albeit a low-paying job, but you're working. So these numbers do make sense. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about it, youth firearm homicide and suicide rates associated with poverty, etc. But it's fascinating information. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues on a Friday. One more segment left.
Note to Mom, he will not be home for dinner, and that's it. So moving on.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Flat Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be. AAR listeners, this is the year I'm asking you to go out of your way to support our partners that keep this program on the air. It's essential to our existence and to the ongoing fight for the Second Amendment. Our newest partner, the Crime Prevention Research Center at crimeresearch.org, headed by Dr. John Lott, is literally on the front line defending our freedoms and this program. While the anti-gunners spend millions spreading misinformation and lies, it's the CPRC and Dr. Lott advancing the real scientific understanding of the relationship between laws and gun ownership, improving the awareness and knowledge of this scientific understanding among the public, journalists, and policymakers, and enhancing public safety through these scientific advances, improving awareness and knowledge in the public eye. As a nonprofit, Dr. Lott needs our help to continue this groundbreaking research and getting it out to the public. Please, like I do, make a monthly donation, whatever amount, to the CPRC and help us tell the truth about our right to bear arms. You can do so at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. Please help us today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
One segment left. Greg down in Dallas. Fun show today. We've been looking forward to the weekend this week, right?
Absolutely.
We get that one day off.
Yeah.
And then, but I miss not talking about what we talk about on that one day off. Hey, I guess if the opposite happens, then we need to find a new line of work. Don't expect that to happen, though, because the left is just throwing it at us all day long.
Plenty of topics. They always give us something.
Oh, there's always something fun. Did you want to comment on any of these numbers? I mean, you can get into these and make correlations. It's not hard to do. You don't need the CDC to do this. I mean, look. If you're mired in poverty because the Democrats, because you've bought the Democrats and drank the Democrats' Kool-Aid, and you're mired in poverty three generations deep now, these numbers make sense.
Yes, and also tie in with that student debt on top of it, and especially debt that you now realize you're going to have an extremely hard time paying for. You'll probably be paying for it forever, or at least what you think is forever in your 20s. And you find yourself out there doing things in order to make money and to survive. And a lot of times it's not legal, and it gets you in these situations where gun violence happens.
Yeah, I mean, if you're out there gangbanging and doing drugs, it's a matter of time, guys.
Yep.
It's simply a matter of time. Somebody's not going to like what you're doing or where you're doing it. It's pretty much that simple. Or they're not going to like what your actions did to one of their loved ones. I mean, it's just, this is not science. But it's interesting because they went a little bit further. They blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. Killings and suicides. This is from the from CNBC noting the study, the focus on poverty at the CDC. And this is what they had to say. Killings and suicides with guns were closely associated with poverty, according to the study. The counties in the U.S. with the highest poverty rates suffered firearm, killing, and suicide rates that were 4.5 and 1.3 times higher, respectively, than counties with the lowest poverty levels. We know this. Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans were more likely to live in counties with higher poverty rates, according to the CDC. Now, interesting. Historically, that demographic has always been Democrat.
Yep.
But we're seeing a shift, a historic shift in Hispanics. It will be interesting to see if these numbers change. Because if you come out of poverty and you realize, hey, guess what? Frank over there made it out of here. I can make it out too. And you actually get out and do something positive with your life, you might not make as money as you would be gangbanging on the streets. But I tell you what, you're going to live a hell of a lot longer. And therefore, likely make even more money, if that makes sense economically. And it does, because it's true. So if you see that shift, particularly in this case, Hispanics, Greg, which now for support for Biden, which means the Democrats, is at an all-time low. It will be interesting to see how these numbers change over the next 3, 4, 5, and 6 years if that shift holds true for that entire time period. Does that make sense?
I believe so. I believe so. I think what you're saying is as they age, it'll be interesting to see how the numbers either go up or go down over the next 3 to 4 years, depending on who's in the office, the White House there, and what policies go forward.
Well, when you say that as they age, you look at those numbers from 25 to 44, and this is getting into an age where people tend to begin thinking about, hey, I might not live forever.
Yeah.
I've been around. I've seen more. You would think that those numbers would drop, but that's just me. But if you're living in poverty, just mired in poverty, and you're the third generation in this, you're going to have a different perspective. And that's borne out by the numbers. The firearm homicide rate rose nearly 40% among black Americans in 2020. Think about that. 40%. In 2020 among black Americans. That's tragic and disgusting and doesn't have to happen. And where do you make the correlation? Look at the Democrat-run cities. Chicago, Philadelphia, Baltimore, L.A. That's where these killings are. That's where these numbers are coming from. New York. Yep. As those numbers rise, the overall number that the CDC looked at rises as well.
You know, prosecutors.
And it's all coming from those areas.
Prosecutors not enforcing bail. Letting people out with extremely violent records, yeah. You know, shocking that a violent criminal let out of jail at just after committing a crime is going to go out there and commit another crime. Shock.
Yeah. But, and listen to, even though these numbers, this is why you got to take these numbers with a grain of salt. You got to look at these and pay careful attention. The firearm homicide rates rose nearly 40% among black Americans in 2020. It rose 27% to 8.1 per 100,000 among Native Americans. But keep in mind, if you just looked at it rose 27% among Native Americans and didn't correlate that to per capita, 8.1 per 100,000, you would think, wow, that 27% is a big number. It is a big number. It's a big increase. But the increase is far less per capita than among black Americans, where that number was 66 per 100,000. And up to 90 per 100,000 among Native Americans. And then you're going to come back and say, and there are far fewer Native Americans than there are black Americans. And that is true, too. You've got to look at all of these things in total. Nearly 26% among Hispanics, it rose to 4.5 per 100,000. So per capita, it was lower. And about 28% among whites to 2.2 per 100,000. Now, I can hear the liberal out there now screaming, white privilege, systemic racism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on here. I'm not going to get as bold as I should right now and give you the demographics of the Democrat Party. I'm not going to go there. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm being saved by the bell for that one. But you could look at those numbers and you can make that correlation. And then what do we get from the CDC? Plant more trees.
Well, what makes the grass grow green? Blood, blood, blood.
Greg said that, not me. What was the other one?
The tree of liberty?
Yeah. What?
Sometimes we need to water the tree of liberty.
With the blood of patriots and tyrants?
Correct.
Greg said that, not me. Actually, that wasn't Greg that said that. But
that was a half and half. But
we'll attribute it to Greg because Greg said that today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I didn't. But it is interesting. These numbers are interesting. There's no question about it. I've always enjoyed digging into these numbers when you look at these. And you think to yourself, this doesn't have to happen. And I can take this right back to a particular mayor. Pick on Chicago. Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. Still running on more of the same. Still running on keeping those demographics mired in poverty in her city. Why stop now? It's been over a century. Why give up? Because guess what happens if that group comes out of poverty? You no longer have a job. When people start to figure out that you're the problem and your policies are the problem and they snap out of it, these numbers begin to change. We've been telling them this for years, which is why it leads us to the logical conclusion that they don't care about these lives. Why? Because it keeps them in power. It's not hard to figure this stuff out, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get up and do this again on Sunday's Monster Cast, and it's going to be a great program. It always is. Can't tell you right now who's going to be on, except for Mr. Alan Gottlieb and likely Patricia Huff and possibly Jessica Jarvis, AWR Hawkins in the roundtable. So I guess I just told you, but we might fit somebody else in there as well. We'll let you know. Tune in Sunday to find out. Armed American Radio, until we meet on the radio, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't do that. It's a silly move. Just stay armed all the time because you have the right to do that as an American. Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. We'll see you on the radio Sunday.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.